This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We continue exploring the gold country this week because, as we're now learning, even then women had quite a lot to say about the 1849 gold rush and the onrushing chaos it created. Take Coloma, for example. As every California fourth grader knows, James Marshall started the gold rush when he discovered gold there. He had traveled from John Sutter's ranch in New Helvetia, today's Sacramento, up the American River to build a sawmill to produce much-needed lumber. By July 1848, 4,000 feverish miners worked the river above and below Sutter's mill in Coloma. That winter, shiploads of would-be prospectors came looking for the 1,000 millions in gold, in $1,850, mind you, said to be waiting for them in the motherlode. They set sail from the eastern U.S. Stories of disasters at sea, disease, Indian attacks, and starvation did nothing to slow their flow. By the summer of 1849, some 10,000 populated Coloma, transforming the tranquil little valley into a gold-seeking ghetto. Just 2 years later, Coloma was gold dry already and all but abandoned. Most of Coloma is now part of the 240-acre Marshall Gold Discovery State Historic Park, perfect for enjoying spring wildflowers and fall leaf peeping. Wandering the abandoned town is worthwhile any time. As is so often the case, the history of Marshall's gold find gets complicated. The remembrances of English immigrant Eliza Marshall Gregson, a mill worker who was in Coloma at the time, with her blacksmith husband, make that clear. Shortly after the Gregsons arrived at the mill, for example, seeking female company, Eliza visited a Mrs. Wimmer in nearby Diamond Springs, where her new friend showed her a nugget of pure gold, nearly as large as my thumb, though there was no gold excitement at that time. The Wimmers would later claim that their nugget was Marshall's initial find, but historians now say that Mrs. Wimmer herself tested Marshall's gold find, a flake, not a nugget, by boiling it in her soap kettle. That historic piece of gold is now at the Smithsonian. Anyway, back to Eliza. The exact date on which gold was really discovered at the mill, I am unable to state, as it was some time before we could believe that it was real gold, she later recalled. But it was James Marshall and Mr. Pete Wimmer who spotted those fateful flecks of gold in the mill's tail race, though it wasn't until a man named Humphreys arrived, a mineralogist, that the gold find was official. So when the weather opened out, people began coming into the mines. Her blacksmith husband forged the first prospecting pick and afterwards made a good many picks and drills for the miners. In no time at all, of course, men halted all work on the mill. Everything was gold crazy. Runaway sailors and soldiers came into the mines. My mother and two brothers and my sister came to hunt for gold. My sister's husband had deserted, and she did not know where he was at the time. The rest is history, the history of the greatest mass movement of people in the Western Hemisphere, and of California's instant stature as golden child among the fractured family of American states. Nothing quite like flashing $50 billion in gold in today's dollars to buy some popularity. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio. For photos and links, go to mynspr.org.